Activity is expected to pick up on Tuesday as we get back into full swing following the U.S. long weekend holiday break. Sentiment, as reflected through U.S. equity futures, is pointing a little south, though the currency market has been less bothered with the U.S. dollar on offer. We do wonder if the reality of the market pricing and too many rate cuts will have a more significant weighing influence on risk assets, though for the time being, stocks continue to get bought into dips. Earlier today, the RBA minutes revealed the central bank considered the possibility of raising rates, which has helped to support the Australian dollar somewhat. We also saw China's banks cut the key reference lending rate for mortgages, the five-year loan prime rate, to 3.95% from 4.2%, marking the biggest easing on record in an attempt to further stimulate the economy. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from the Eurozone current account and construction output, the ECB indicator of negotiated wage rises, BOE Bailey speak, Canada inflation, U.S. earnings, and the New Zealand GDT auction. The market will also be positioning ahead of Wednesday's Fed minutes. That's all for now.